escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, listen, that's going to be great. First day of pads out there. Get to see our first look in pads with the new defensive coordinator, Coach Heatherman. Also get to see Carson Beck throw it around and who he's throwing to and see what it all looks like. Brand new spanking group of receivers. I mean, that whole thing is brand spanking new when it comes to tight ends and wide receivers this year. And boy, did we get spoiled last year. One hell of a year for receivers and for a tight end. God, was that good last year.
By the way, unrelated, I found someone who's not a fan of Vegas. Any guesses? So,
it's got to be Omar.
Of course it's Omar.
So what did Omar say? Go ahead, let me hear this.
Okay, so he ranked the cities.
He even ranked them.
He said Miami is the most popular trip in the NFL, then New York.
That could be.
Then maybe California, and then Vegas. So he puts Vegas all the way at the back there.
Okay, so
I don't know if he wants me to say this or not, but I'm going to say this anyway. I said Vegas is the best, and he goes, his response, Joe, he says, it's overrated unless you like to gamble or eat like a pig.
Yeah, but that is part of the trip. So let's get into the other part of this to be fair. No, Omar's single. I want to be fair.
Okay.
For Omar, because we're all talking back there about, and some of the guys like tradition of the NFL want to get to Lambeau Field. I get it because there's not much to do. It's about going to that football game and the history and Vince out in front, the Lombardi Trophy monument and statue. And but for me, boy, it is – I can see the Miami thing. I don't see the New York thing. I totally disagree. That is
– yeah, isn't that on just the other go up side there of the bridge, right?
For
to New Jersey.
Yeah, you're – first of all, if you do it, yeah, we yeah, fly
New
into –
New Jersey's like a wasteland.
We fly into Newark,
ugh,
which is the one of the great crap holes
down, right?
Of
– I think all the traffic, air traffic people quit over there, didn't they?
Large population of Portuguese up there. That's all I know in Newark area. Got a big –
that's what you know?
Town. Big town of okay. My homies. That's it.
Interesting.
I don't see the New York thing, Omar. I don't see it. And I'm trying to think. I get the whole thing for guys wanting to come for a weekend. And, you know, you got your company coming down here. Or, hey, let's go on a trip. Honey, where do you want to go? And she goes, man, I wouldn't mind going on the beach. I understand that one. I get that. We could be in the running for that. But Vegas and the shows and the casinos and the action at friggin' – midnight?
Well, Omar says he doesn't like the shows. He just said the shows. I guess that means all of them.
Yeah, but these are like quality shows. These aren't, and they're everywhere.
Omar says he does not recommend you stay in New Jersey. I think he wants you to stay like in Manhattan. You'd have a better time.
Okay. All right. So I was just going around the way we fly into town. And,
well, obviously you don't stay in the middle of Manhattan.
But I go into New York City the night before. We have dinner and some of the guys go out.
Stay at the Marriott Marquis and look at the flashing lights, Times Square. He's amused by that.
What was the other one he had? He had one other. He did the California.
California. He didn't put Green Bay in there. Which, like, if I could pick one stadium today to go to, it would be that one. And I'm going to ask you, like, that's the last one, isn't it? Of, like, the historic stadiums?
Which one?
Green Bay?
Yeah, Green Bay's it.
There's nothing left, right? Because the Bills are moving.
So look at all the great stadiums that, Wrigley, they tried to kind of keep where it still looks like Wrigley. Fenway, they kind of.
Feels a little more corporate, though.
Fenway, yes.
They put up the big board.
They did.
And they're fighting with all those people that own those rooftops.
I would disagree about California. I don't hear a lot of people going, hey, I got to go to California.
Yeah, but isn't that stadium awesome?
Yes.
You said, what was it? Atlanta, you said, was cool too, right? The stadium?
I liked Atlanta. Yeah.
I think of the ones because I was.
I got to tell you, the best location, top three location, when that thing was in San Diego for me personally.
The old?
When they were the San Diego Chargers, San Diego
was. Stadium.
Forget the stadium. I'm talking about.
You like San Diego, the place.
No. Are we doing a combination of
yeah,
like,
it's got to be a whole trip. Oh, yeah, it can't just
be
the stadium.
All right.
But I think either way, like Green Bay would be a fun overall trip, right? Like I'm guessing you'd spend a couple days up there. People are probably very nice.
I don't know if there's a couple days of stuff. That's really driven by the stadium experience. It's all like little mom and pop bars and stuff in downtown Green Bay. I've been drunk in every one of them up there.
Green Bay is the worst trip in the NFL, says Omar. San Diego was the best.
But he doesn't appreciate, by the way, there's a guy's not into tradition, right, at this point in his life. That's not Omar's thing.
How do you say Green Bay's the worst trip in the NFL? He did, by the way, because last year we played there, right? He said that. I remember him saying, "What, this is like the one trip you don't want to go on if you're a Dolphin fan."
Well, there aren't any fancy, nice hotels or not a lot of nice restaurants right by the stadium.
Yeah, but the restaurants, I'm sure, are fun. I'm sure they have good, you know, bar food and stuff, right?
I don't know. Good bar food on the road. Omar, we're talking about nice trips, and you're going nice bar food to try to make your point.
I don't know.
Listen, man, Vegas is nice. I don't want to get into what I'd rather do, but there's a reason. That was a jackpot for the Raiders. They didn't even know it. The Chargers decided to stay. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And then so the Raiders go, I guess we got to go to Vegas. Went to Vegas, it's a home run, man. That thing is just money everywhere.
So the Carolina game's on the road. I just got back from there. Charlotte's awesome.
Nice. We like
there. Really
them.
Cool
good,
place.
Good place.
Go to the NASCAR
Downtown's
Hall of Fame.
Great. I don't know about going there. I've been there. But
the NASCAR Hall of Fame was cool.
Downtown.
You didn't like it?
What, if I'm going on a trip? No, that's probably not going to make my list at
really?
This point in my life.
Kind of a touristy thing
yeah.
to do. You don't like doing touristy stuff, though. That's your problem.
I don't have any problems. Well, not with that. I have problems, a lot of
yeah,
problems.
Yeah, but like they all go and watch that waterfall thing in Buffalo and you don't go.
I don't like the Niagara Falls doesn't
yeah,
do anything for me.
Thing.
I know. People do go
stuff.
Up there.
Like when they're like, hey, Joe, you want to go look at the waterfall? You should go.
Now I love how you're telling. You're like I'm talking to the guy going up by myself. You're talking like you're with your family with the two kids.
Wow, well, I do this stuff if I go by myself too. I like seeing touristy things. Like, you're going to Cleveland this year.
Yeah, I'm not going rock and roll.
No?
Hall of Fame, no.
Okay.
Go ahead. What else are you going to ask me?
You got Atlanta on there. You can go see the TNT building.
I'm not doing anything. I'm going to just sit around and wait for the game. What else you have?
I'm not entirely sure what there's to do in Pittsburgh.
That's a Dan Marino experience, man.
Okay. Detroit. I already told you what you can do in Detroit.
Go listen to the game and get out of there and get back home.
No, I told you should go find the 8 Mile street sign and take a picture in front of it. I know you're a huge fan of the film.
All right, so great. You've watched a lot of shows and stuff, so you're giving me all the show stuff now. That's great. That's what you're doing.
That would be, you got to admit, that'd be a cool picture.
Yeah, but I'm not going
on that
my
movie.
Way. I do like that.
You quote the movie all the time around the building.
Private school. And your mother and father have a real nice marriage. You're a trip, man. You are something else. All right, Omar, we heard you. Now you got it going, so we're...
Omar said there's buffets in Green Bay. Okay, Omar, everyone's fat.
It's
apparently.
So Omar's joining us.
Yes, people in that part of the country tend to weigh more, yes.
I just want to say, everybody's different. If a husband and wife, if so we get a little bit of everything on the road because we do have a lot of our sponsors that travel every week with us to the trips that they want to go to. And... the Vegas trip is really popular because a lot of guys go, hey, I used to come to, here, but now it's got all this stuff. So and let them bring their wife or girlfriend and come to that game. It just, to me, Vegas offers so much. But I don't want to take away from, I agree, if you're up in cold weather and you're going, hey, Miami and Fort Lauderdale are 80 degrees right now. A lot of people go, honey, I'm going, and I'm going to be on the beach the whole time except for the game. I'll go to the game, but Friday night and Saturday, I want to be on the beach.
We may need to take Omar to Vegas. He must be doing it wrong. I don't know, man.
Omar getting plenty of trouble there if he, you know, look.
Well, you could bang everything out there. You could find the girl, and you can get married. You just do it all.
You can pay for the girl. You can do whatever you want to do.
I didn't say that.
Well, that's what you meant.
That's illegal in that county. Okay.
What's illegal?
Paying.
It's not illegal.
Yes, it is. I think it's called Clark County, where you got to go up to.
I don't know, but I got to tell you,
country up north.
There are a lot of girls. There are a lot of girls openly.
Well, that may be so, but they still get arrested for it.
Jimmy and I got up one morning a couple years ago, and we went for a walk early in the morning. We're both wide awake. Mm-hmm. So I said, hey, man, up. And he goes, yeah, we grabbed the coffee. And so we started walking. He goes,
still dark?
This place. No, it was light. Someone just coming up. But for a lot of people, the night's just about over, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we go by, and he goes, let's go to this casino. They got really good coffee in the back. And I go, oh, okay. Jimmy knows the whole place really well, Jimmy Cephalo. Guy's been and done food and wine shows everywhere. Just as we're going in, these two girls, working girl, 100% working girls, go, excuse me, you two, what are you up to? We're going to get a coffee. And so, you know, they're like, hey, would you guys like to, you know, I go, nah, we'll pass. I go, you're beautiful girls, but no, we're going to go have a coffee.
Hmm.
And we went in.
You threw that in there?
Yeah, I mean, you didn't want to. I didn't want to, like, get out of here. Get out of my face. What are you doing? Hey, you guys look great, but I got to tell you, we're here to have a little coffee today.
You know, your luck, they'd be undercover cops.
Yeah, right.
I'm telling you, it's illegal out there.
No, these girls looked like they had a rough night. They got worked over pretty good in the business.
Great. Good to hear. Practice number 12 for the Dolphins is underway. Joe Malik Washington getting the orange jersey. Just to change the subject.
Malik Washington. Okay. Our third receiver last year. More's expected. Oh, we got going way too long on this.
I don't know how this happened.
I'm a big fan of Vegas, so you don't have to sell me on Vegas. And by the way, if you like sports books, no better. With a buffet, that's the place to be.
Why don't we have Omar weigh in on what's going on in the WNBA, too, while we're at it? Jeez.
No, he's getting ready
Does
for
Does he have
practice.
Thoughts on that?
No, he's worried about competition. By the way, I'm not going to – I am going to call him out when I see him today because I'm going out there to catch some of the practice later on. I'm going to call him out for the – I noticed Anthony Weaver answered a lot of questions. I didn't hear his. Did you? Did you hear that question about the competition? How come you can't move up in practice and doesn't seem like you can move up? Is that Mike's call or your call?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear that one from Omar. Did you?
No.
I didn't either. Yeah, I didn't know if he might have got lost on that one a little bit and didn't have time. Anyway, all right, we got going way too long on that whole thing. By the way, it really counts on what you want to do when you're there, how good the game is, if you want to see the new stadium. Is there other things to do?
Are you back on Vegas?
Yeah.
I didn't know you're back on Vegas.
My favorites all time, I'm going to leave it at this. I love San Diego. We all like San Diego. San Diego's a great trip. We are out on the bay having drinks, the great Mexican food, old Mexican towns, fantastic, and going over to the stadium was...
Well, they're down to just baseball
It was
now,
a dump,
right?
Yeah. It was a dump. You had an old football stadium and a brand new baseball stadium.
Baseball looks nice.
Yeah, they do well in baseball. It's a big baseball market, huge baseball market. But so I like that market. If you give me another one, selfishly, the Bay Area, going out to Levi Stadium, even though I wish it was still in its old location of Candlestick Park. I think it'd be a lot better. And then outside of that, Vegas, man, is Vegas is it. Vegas a place.
Now, if you can't answer this, you can feel free to not answer it, but do the teams stay anywhere near the Strip?
Yes. We're just outside the Strip. You know, you can ask. I was able, though, to walk. We walked.
They didn't stay in, like, one of the
casino hotels. We were within a few miles. Huh? No, we didn't stay there. Okay. No. No. And it had a lot of security.
Okay.
Our place.
Gotcha.
And you know what was the weirdest part? Not the women working. Everybody smokes pot. Like, right outside the door when you go out. Yes. Everybody instead of...
Well, it's been legalized there, yes.
No, I get it, but...
Unlike the other thing, yes.
But my God, man. Everybody was smoking pot. And it's just funny to see people sitting talking. Instead of smoking cigarettes, everybody's smoking pot out there in front.
Well, you can usually tell by walking around the downtown areas, like which cities have it and which don't.
Yes, you know right away. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's a big one. Yes, I agree. All right.
See, Dolphins stay at Circus.
And they do have a Circus out there.
I think it's closing down, isn't it?
I don't know. They got one in Reno, too. I saw one in Reno. All right.
Fountain Blue just popped up over there. Have you seen that thing, by the way, Fountain Blue Vegas?
Fountain Blue, I have not, but I know they did. The family went out there.
Someone said it's Kansas City in January anywhere on this list.
No.
Was that the coldest you've ever been?
I came home sick as a dog.
Oh, yeah, you did. You were really sick.
Bo had complications. That was...
God.
Dad tell Bo, like,
I mean, he laughed.
You know what's cold when, before you get off the bus, they go, Bo, because Bo's down on sideline, go, hey, Bo, we just got to tell you, okay? We've been told outside of staff and anybody that has to be on the field for the team should not be out there. It's too cold and it's dangerous.
Like, fans are losing limbs.
Yeah. Three or four guys died. Three guys that lived there died. Went home and drinking and not paying attention, walking around, they died. I'm not trying to be a smartass. They died. It's true. They died. We'll be right back after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back. Good morning to everybody. Man, everybody's back here talking about stadiums and... Way to go, Omar. Hope you're happy. Hope you're happy somewhere out there at practice today, talking about great places to go. All the different stadiums, experience around going to the stadium or arena. And, hey, man, everybody's different. And a lot of accounts, are you going with another friend or are you taking a wife who wants entertainment to go, and she's cool going to the game, but that's all. So you really have to take all that into consideration. Two or three guys going together is going to be different than you and a wife going on a trip most of the time.
All right, real quick here, Joe, a couple of texts. This guy says, hey, Joe, those three guys didn't die from drinking. They died from an overdose. Someone was charged for their death. So now how do you feel? There you go.
Oh, I thought they died from.
And I was laughing about it. So there you
I
go.
Thought they. I thought That's they died. You. I thought they died from.
I didn't realize anyone died.
I thought they were liquored up and stayed out in that cold weather because they weren't feeling just that 42 below zero. One of the coldest friggin' days and nights in Kansas City, and we were there.
Texas says, sorry I tuned in later than normal. Did you guys discuss the first episode of Hard Knocks and how much better of a team it seems the Buffalo Bills look in the way they do things?
Yes.
They're just better. I don't think it's the way they do things.
Oh, I think they've got their act together from top to bottom.
Yeah, they have a they obviously have a culture there, but they're just better, Joe. They're better in they just have better players.
You want to get into one specific topic?
Not the quarterback topic, but
I mean, look at his record against us. Look at his record.
The record's good against most people, not named Mahomes.
And you know what? I don't know what they're doing. You told me on the new stadium they talked about last night that it's not going to have they're not putting a top on it, right?
Yeah, so
why would they put a top? That guy's weatherproof.
But it was interesting. They said that they found a way to make it so that even if it's like crazy windy outside, that it doesn't go into the stadium for some reason. I don't know how they
I think that's a big mistake.
Yeah, but you're not going to have Josh Allen for life, bro.
Well, you have him for a long time.
You know, what if they have like a tour or something?
Well, they would never
be happy. You don't have the win.
So here, that's a good point. Just to why they wouldn't do it. We would never get a quarterback that didn't have a strong arm to play in the kind of weather they have constantly, especially the second half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you know guy can't be, and I'm not saying you have to have a Josh Allen arm. There's a lot of guys somewhere between Josh and Tua, but
Josh Allen might be all alone in that arm thing, right? I mean, he's at least guys playing right now.
So I always hear that Mahomes is right there with him with his arm.
Mahomes can launch it.
But I don't.
Josh
again,
just seems to put a lot of zip behind it.
Did
man.
They throw or they were getting ready to throw in warm-ups next to each other? They had talked about who could throw it. That was going to be a big thing. Have you ever seen Mahomes? Like, Mahomes can throw it as far as he needs, but you never see, like, Josh Allen likes to show his arm. Like,
yeah, he's launched a few, hasn't he?
He has no problem going to one side and stopping launching it. I call it the Elway throw.
Yeah,
just throwing it on the other way.
Mahomes has done ones where he's fading away and he launches at 60 yards, you know, the end of a half or whatever. But that Kansas City game you're talking about, that showed the difference in arm strength.
Well, he just
that stuff is
the weather was horrible. Like it was, you know, cover up. And play, and it didn't affect him that much. But listen, Buffalo, they pretty much signed all their guys back, right? And they got a little running back problem right now until they get Cook taken care of. But
not address that in the first episode.
But they got everybody back. They pretty much. Matter of fact, Bose is up there. I knew there was one thing. Yeah. Joey Bose is a defensive end.
And then they got a receiver, Palmer.
Oh, they did get Palmer from St. Thomas High School. St. Thomas Aquinas High School, you're right.
So they got him over there. Yeah, I mean, look, obviously they're going to be good, right? Greg Rousseau made an appearance.
But it's going to be built around the quarterback.
The team or the show?
No.
The show, I've never seen a stroke job like that. That was an hour straight.
But why would you think it'd be about anybody else? He's the MVP. Of course he's going to be the guy.
My God, that thing was all about him.
Well, what do you expect? Like, he's an MVP. You keep carrying on all morning. It was too much Josh Allen for you. What do you think it was going to be about? Who's the second star?
I want to learn some stuff about the rookies.
Who's the second star on that team?
Ooh, that's a good one.
It's hard to... All those offensive linemen tied for first, I don't know. They just got a lot of really good players.
So they talked about their secondary, right? They got Tre'Davious White, who came
back.
And then they drafted this guy, Mad Max, who got hurt in the episode.
Okay.
The guy that ran the fastest time in the combine?
I didn't see the fastest
He was the fastest time in the combine.
But, we've like everybody in the West is chasing – the Chargers and the Broncos and the Raiders are way behind, chasing the Chiefs have won that division. How many times they won that division in a row? A decade?
How long has Mahomes been in the league?
So they win it. We got to deal with this Josh Allen thing. They went 13, 14 games last year. Yeah, there's a couple of divisions. And then we had the Brady thing for friggin' how long that Brady thing? That felt like 20 years. It was close to 20 years. And occasionally somebody would slip in there and win the division. Matter of fact, we won it the 1 year he got hurt. We won the division the year he got hurt. Remember the Brady rule was put in.
Yeah.
Got hit low, and they said, that'll be the last time you do that.
Do you think either Josh or Lamar win one? Or both? It's going to be tough, you know.
I think one of them win.
Josh has got to get over the hump at some point, right?
I think
Baltimore, man, they put so much.
I think Baltimore's got the best all-around team.
They still got the big horse.
Baltimore's got a really good team. I mean, they seem like they have either the best or close to the best record, and they're at home, and they lose. Once it's a receiver, Zay Flowers had the two bad plays. Last year, Mark Andrews had a fumble after he caught it, and then, the drop.
Mm-hmm.
He had the drop.
The Bills came close to beating the Chiefs. Very close.
Two plays at the end of the game.
Yeah.
To their two best, was it Tyreek? And it was it Tyreek caught one, and the other was Kelsey, I believe, to set it up for their field goal kicker. Yeah, so close. The only one that's knocked on the door is Joe Burrow. Joe beat him. Joe Burrow did get him. But I don't know. It's a great question. You'd hate to go through and win all the – I would love to just win this amount of games, but – what Baltimore and Buffalo have been doing and come up short every year.
Texas just said, and this topic for another day, I guess. He said Josh Allen will be elite when he stops choking in the playoffs and beats Mahomes. You can't have just one elite quarterback.
I don't know if you can say he's choked in those games. Can you say that?
I think he's been incredible in those games. By the way, so is Lamar. Like, in fairness to Lamar, those two losses you just talked about were not on him. That guy did everything possible to put his team
in position. But look what everybody does. So this is why the quarterback is the quarterback. The power of the quarterback position, they lose. And instead of looking at what happened and we just named the plays, they're going, Lamar. Lamar's got to play better. They're looking at Josh. Josh got to play better. You go back and look at some of the numbers you put up and go, I don't know if Josh can play much better with that group.
Yeah. I mean, Lamar was taking him down the field to win that game. Not his fault the guy dropped the...
Didn't Josh just tight end? Didn't he drop one? He had a chance to catch, and they went back, and they went, hey, he could have caught that ball. Hey, he should have caught that ball. But that's...
it's tough out there,
that's
bro.
Why they get paid the big bucks, man. They get the good, and they get the bad.
But one of these years, the Chiefs got to catch a bad bounce, right? Something's just got to...
Now,
for someone else.
I listen to all these guys who know more about the team than I do, and they say this team's better. This Kansas City team's better than last year's.
Well, I wouldn't want to play those guys.
How long is
they just got beat up in the Super Bowl?
How long is Rice getting suspended for? Mm. He's really good. He's back, and he's really good again, like he was his rookie year.
Well, the other guy just got Addison got, what do you get, three games?
He got three games. So how did he feel about DUI asleep at the wheel versus – going 150 miles an hour down the freeway.
Similar, right?
I think it's three, four games.
I don't know, but we need to find out before the fantasy drafts.
Hey, so anyway, we got to get more Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel. Dolphins columnist is going to join us. We're going to talk a little bit about the Miami Dolphins, and not only are we going to talk about the Miami Dolphins, we're going to talk a little bit to Miami Dolphins going to their first week away from playing against each other to get ready for the first preseason game against Chicago and a practice against the Chicago Bears. We'll have that coming up next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.